Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strawman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, actually, maybe a moral victory for the grains here today, finishing mostly on the plus side. The cattle markets had a good day today.
You know, they really did, Randy, and I think you look at the grain markets. We saw some red ink early, and, you know, especially in that corn market with gas being cheaper than ethanol, and you've got some ethanol plants that are going offline, and that has added some weakness to that corn trade. But, again, I think you've got some light short covering that came into play in the oversold market, and the Dow Jones was sharply higher today, and you know, that offered some support. You've also got some talk of the phase one buying coming into play here, and I think that supported soybeans into the afternoon. The wheat complex is slightly higher. Again, that dollar was lower today. The corn market was firm, and that spilled over. But again, those winter wheat conditions showed some improvement, and I think that limited the upside.
Yeah. And then over on the cattle side, we had expanded limits today, and boy, we opened up lock limit higher, and we stayed there.
You know, we did. Lock limit up 2 days in a row now, and the futures are trying to catch up to the cash market. We had a light cash trade that was up $3 to $8 compared to last week. There's also some talk about the product logistic issues, you know, with shipments basically being about 3 weeks out with product that was ordered last week, and I think that's offering support. And then the funds have been short this market. Now with a two-day limit up move, they're caught on the wrong side of this thing, and they're trying to get out, and, you know, some short positioning or short covering coming into play there, and that market is sharply higher. And being locked limit up, you know, the synthetics, we really should have been another $6 higher today had that market been able to trade. So we'll have expanded limits again tomorrow. Good day in the feeders, same story there. Stronger cash market with Oklahoma cash up $15 to $19 on Monday. The live cattle limit up, and synthetically we were about $4 higher as far as the feeders go. And a stronger cash market and the lean hogs offering support. Certainly the strength in the cutouts recently, you know, we're $10 higher than we were a week ago. And then the limit up move in the cattle pits certainly helping the lean hogs.
Are you getting a sense of trader mentality switching more positive or not yet?
You know, I think on the livestock side, I think demand has been good. You know, you look at the grocery store demand and the domestic market being strong and people wanting product. And, you know, when the virus does move through, you know, people will go back to the restaurants again. So you have demand coming back into play there as well. So I think on the livestock side of things, certainly, the last 3-4 weeks have been tough, and we sold that market off, and now we've kind of turned the corner. So I do think there's you know, some more positive things as we look forward, and then the president talking about maybe loosening up on things here down the road and putting people back out into public. So we'll see what happens.
Brian Strawman at Progressive Ag Marketing.